I'm Sergeant Tommy Massey. It's TOMMY MASSEY. And I am the sergeant that supervises the Criminal Investigation Division's day shift property crime section. There's several options that, you know, we recommend from the police department to try to prevent these type of thefts. First, you know, you always have the option for store pickup. So if you have a situation where you're dealing with a local business or a local chain that allows you the opportunity to pick it up directly from the store, that's certainly probably the safest thing you can do to protect yourself, because it's shipped directly to them and then you're able to go there and pick it up yourself in person. You know, if that's not an option, you can always consider the post office, just having it delivered to the post office and making the pickup there, or to your local carrier, whoever you may be using, UPS, FedEx, for example. It can just be delivered directly to them through your shipping options, and you can always go to the store there for in-person pickup. And those are probably the safest ways to go about doing that. You know, if that's not available to you, then I would look to see if there are ways to schedule delivery times, if that's available to you through the delivery options, once you have completed the transaction, so that you can set up a time that's hopefully convenient for you to be home. You know, that way you're there, you know, when the package is being delivered. Sometimes we know that's not always available to you due to work conflicts or issues with your children, pickups and things like that. So my next suggestion would be, you know, look to family, friends, or maybe possibly a neighbor who are home during the day or work from home or whatever the case may be. And if they're willing to accommodate you, then always look to have the package shipped to them, so they can accept it for you. And then that way, you know, it'll be, someone will be there when it's shipped, and then you can just make arrangements to pick it up from those folks. If you can't do those things, sometimes it's not available to us either, then I would suggest that, you know, maybe you know your driver. Typically speaking, most of the routes that are run by the Postal Service, UPS, FedEx, and these other delivery companies generally use the same route driver throughout the year for your location. So, you know, become familiar with them and try to see if you can work out some alternate delivery locations, like a side door, maybe your back porch, back door, or maybe if you have a side door to a garage, you could leave it open and ask the driver to just stick the package inside your garage. Obviously, these crimes are, you know, readily available due to the accessibility of the package being seen from the front porch. So if you can deter that by not having the package being able to be, you know, easily seen from the street or passerbys in these alternate locations, that cuts down on a lot of the thefts as well. You know, one of the alternatives is you can always, if you're crafty, look at building some kind of parcel box to put on your front porch that maybe looks like a planner that you can work out with the driver to say, hey, can you stick it inside the box? That way it's not easily seen if, you know, the packages will fit in there. That's an option. I say, you know, there's some other options coming out now. Amazon Key is kind of a unique thing. If you're dealing with Amazon directly, they have a service, and I'm not familiar with the cost of it, but they have a service now that allows you to, when the driver arrives, they knock on the door. If no one's home, they contact Amazon, who in turn contacts you to let you know that the delivery driver is there. And then they encourage you to access the cloud camera that you have to witness the transaction, and then they remotely unlock your door, allow the driver to stick the package inside the door. The driver never enters, and then he shuts the door, lets Amazon know he's completed the delivery, and then they remotely lock your door. So, you know, that's one of the new things that's coming out that could be an option for you. And I say nowadays, cameras and warning signs are always good deterrents. You know, no one wants to be on camera if they're committing a theft, because obviously that makes the video footage available to us in law enforcement. It allows us to post it on our social media sites or the local media. And cameras now, the video surveillance equipment out there, through demand and the sizing of it and technology, they're much smaller. So the cost of these devices are a lot more economical than they used to be. You have some good products out there like Nest and Ring and various other ones. I think Amazon sells their own product now, but these can be hardwired into your doorbell or discreetly placed there, and they allow you to access the cameras through an app on your phone so that they're motion driven. So if someone comes up on your porch, it sends you an alert to your phone so you can access the camera. They even have the technology now to allow you to converse with the person. And obviously, that's a deterrent. If someone walks up and you start speaking to them like, hey, what are you doing here? That might drive them off. And then plus, they know they're being recorded. That's a pretty good thing. One of the other things that we find advantageous here in law enforcement is some of these programs ran through Nest and Ring have neighborhood groups that you can post to. So that if you are receiving video footage, you can post it within a certain area in your group so that everyone can be aware of maybe a suspicious person in the neighborhood. And those are always good things. Lastly, I would say if you're in the business of shipping it yourself and it's a product you're shipping to someone, you might always want to always consider insurance for the package too. I know a lot of the carriers offer insurance for the value of the item. They don't always insure it for what you're actually shipping. So if you're concerned about a theft, you may want to look at something like that. I don't know the economics of that either, but certainly if it's a valuable item, you would want to have the proper insurance on it to cover it just in the event that it was lost or stolen.